Allah, heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome back to another episode of this silsila, Spiritual Cures. And as you know, this silsila, this program is designed to assist the grief-stricken ummah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The purpose of this silsila is to share some Madani pearls of advices, to try and present some of the research of Amira Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah that many people out there, many Muslims out there are suffering from different types of problems. Some have financial issues, some have physical problems, medical problems, some even have spiritual problems, psychological and emotional problems. So stay tuned, inshallah azza wa jal, we are going to be discussing something that affects us all actually. Something that, you know, we have maybe a fear in our hearts, in our minds. This concept of fear, and how to overcome it, inshallah azza wa jal. Before that, let's recall the beautiful hadith, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Let's make some good intentions that, oh Allah azza wa jal, I am listening, I am looking at this silsila for your rida, for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Look, if you don't have any of the issues that we are going to be discussing today, some of it, we all have a different type of fear or a similar type of fear. Or you may know somebody who's going through a difficulty regarding some fear in their life. Share it with them. It could just help them to overcome that fear, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there are so many beautiful bounties, benefits and blessings for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of Durood-e Pak, salawat or salutations upon the cream of creation, the cause of creation, the crown of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the Ummah, the most merciful master, the last prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That person who recites Durood-e Pak 1,000 times daily will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah. You may have heard this many times, this beautiful narration, this beautiful hadith. However, have we taken the next step and started to practice upon it? Look at the benefit that is there. And if your place, if you see your place in Jannah, then where are you going? Through the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, you'll be going to Jannah, inshallah ta'ala. So, you know, let's live in this world for the hereafter. Let's invest in this world for the hereafter. That's the truly wise person. The truly wise investor is the one who invests their resources, their energies, their wealth, invested in this world, but for the hereafter. That's where their focus is. And in making my grave comfortable and in being in comfort and safety and security in the Akhirah, inshallah ta'ala. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Well, this concept of fear, every person out there has some type of fear in their life. Some people have major concerns for fear. Some people have fear that is maybe imagined fear, not real threats. Some people have real threat of fear. Maybe their life is in danger. Maybe they mix with the wrong crowd or the wrong circle of friends, the wrong associates. Allahu Akbar. Allah will protect us against that. But fear, this is actually a state of mind in the face of a danger. That danger could be real, or it could be perceived. It could be just imagined in a person's mind. And psychologically, what many a times happens is that the person has a certain fear, and because it's playing over and over again in a person's mind, so that fear, which is something perhaps minor, becomes major. Fear, of course, is of different kinds, different categories, different intensities as well. Some are physical, some are psychological, some are emotional, and there are different reasons for fear. People have different reasons. A person, maybe they are going to write an examination, be it school, be it college, university, be it madrasa exams or jami'a ulum exams. And there is some fear in the back of the mind that, you know, what if I get low grades, low marks? What if I fail? So they'll spend the entire night burning the midnight oil, doing the best, reading the books, staying up late. But that fear is still there, that nervousness is still there. That, you know, what if I disappoint my parents? What if I disappoint myself and I don't concentrate on and I don't get good marks? Subhanallah. Sometimes when you concentrate too much on something, then it's easy to forget even the simplest of things. You do your best, you read your salahs, you practice your wada'if, and then you do your best, you put in your best efforts. After that, if you were to fail, for example, one paper, failure is not the end. Because many people have this great fear when they are going to write examinations. Failure is not the end. Failure is could even become a stepping stone for you to better yourself. That this is an indication that, you know, okay, I failed. I didn't prepare adequately or sufficiently for that paper. And this applies anywhere in our life. If you take any fear of failure in our life, if I do fail at something, maybe worst case scenario, I get fired from my job. Perhaps I did something wrong. Maybe I did not fulfill my obligations. So that must be a lesson and a stepping stone to better myself in future. Subhanallah. So always try to have a PMA. Positive mental attitude. It's very easy to sink into depression because of failure in life in general. Very simple, very easy. And shaitan, he fans the fire of fear. Shaitan, he wants to put us down, see us go down. And a person who's depressed, many a times, one of the things they abandon is their salahs. That's one of the things, unfortunately. They stop doing good deeds, they stop doing ibadat, they stop reading Quran, making dhikr, istighfar, seeking knowledge of deen, because of fear, because of depression, because of some failure, some hiccup they had in their life. And with that, shaitan is there constantly to try and put this person down. That's what he wants. He's aduwwu mubin, he's the open enemy without a shadow of doubt. He wants you to use that failure to fall in depression and to fall in his tricks and his traps. Allahu Akbar. Whenever any negative thoughts, sinful thoughts, evil thoughts enter the mind, then immediately recite, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim. Turn to your left hand side. This is my left hand, but turn to your left side and spit three times. But only with the sound, with no saliva coming out. Just the sound. It is as if you are spitting on the face of shaitan. So, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. Turn to your left side. Spit three times. Just the sound. Inshallah ta'ala, this will help one to break those wasawis, to break those evil whispers of shaitan. Sometimes shaitan can whisper to you in your own voice, your own sound. Allahu Akbar. Be careful of this. So if you have some kind of fear, he tries to intensify this fear. Yes, he can do that. He whispers to us that those evil whispers, Sometimes in your own sound, your own voice, and you think it's yourself. And then it's easy to slip into depression and into one of his tricks and traps. Allahu Akbar. So immediately, when you feel any negative thoughts, sinful thoughts entering, practice upon this inshallah azza wa jal to break that. So you don't fall into any kind of sinful activity thereafter. You don't fall into the tricks and traps of shaitan. Now a person who has some fear in their life, they could be affected with panic attacks, they could have anxiety attacks, and some phobias or some chronic conditions. So yes, there are doctors who are available for this thing, because many a times it's something psychological, something in the mind that's troubling a person. Maybe a person went through some kind of accident. Maybe somebody, you lost somebody close to you. Maybe some other issue that was very close to you, and maybe, you know, you failed at it. And so this post-traumatic stress disorder can sink a person deep into depression, maybe even into acute depression because of this fear. So the next time you don't want to get into a car, or you don't want to get into the driver's seat. Why? Because that fear of the accident that you had is playing in your mind. Or the fear of losing somebody that you love, maybe a parent, maybe a spouse, or somebody close to you, a close friend. So you don't want to, you just block yourself off from everybody else. You don't want to maintain relationships even with family members and other people who are close to you because of that fear, because of this, of a phobia or some chronic condition which needs professional help as soon as possible. Otherwise, that can, the person can end up in a worst case scenario. Shaitan can put these ideas, and what's the use of living? My mother is gone, my father is gone, my spouse is gone, I lost my child, I lost everything, whatever I worked so hard for, I lost everything, what's the use of living? Be careful for this trick of shaitan. He will try to whisper these kind of ideas, sometimes again in your own sound, your own voice. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alright, so our scholars have given us certain tips, advices to try and overcome one's fear. Doesn't matter what kind of fear that you have, whether it's a real fear, a real danger, or if it is something that is deeply embedded in your mind, maybe something psychological. One of the first things that we should do is, okay, firstly, don't leave salah no matter what happens. No matter what happens, keep your 5 times salah established. Keep that in order. Be obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal. Be obedient to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You will overcome this difficulty in your life, this failure in your life, this fear in your life. You will overcome it if you put your trust and reliance in Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, who is the creator of opportunities. He is the opener of doors. He is the remover of problems. Subhanallah. Keep turning back to Him. Don't disconnect there. You can disconnect from everything else. Don't disconnect from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Don't disconnect from your salahs, from your recitation of Quran, and your other wada'if and awrad, your dhikrullah, your durud-e paak. Maintain that. That will help you. That will also help you to overcome this problem in your life, whatever fear it may be. So keep your salahs, keep the other ibadat, wada'if, keep the sunnah in your life. Because let's face it, I want you to think about something. Try to imagine the greatest fear that you had in your life in the past, or the greatest failure or difficulty that you had in your life in the past. That's where it is. It's in the past. It's gone by, probably even forgotten, but you overcame it. You successfully passed that obstacle in your life. Yes, many other obstacles are there today perhaps, and will be there in the future. But what's important, you fall down, you don't stay down. You fall down even 100 times. You pick yourself up, dust yourself, keep marching forward. Then inshallah azza wa jal, you will reach your destination. You will fulfill your goals. If those goals are able to be fulfilled, our destination is Madina Sharif. This is what our Amira Ahlus Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah has taught us. Our destination is the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, the pleasure of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But if you fall down and you stay down, that's where you're going to remain. And perhaps you will sink even deeper into those fears, those worries, that stress, that pressure, the anxiety, the depression, and all of these negative forces that are there. Allah protect us. Some other ideas, practical things that we can do. Yes, it's easier said than done. It's easy for me to say it. And for the person who is experiencing those fears or failures, the person who is experiencing those difficulties and problems in their life, they might feel like, you know, I just feel like giving up, I'm done. We will only give up when our lives come to an end. Then we don't have a choice. Then we have to give up. We have no choice. But until that period of time, until that point in time, keep marching forward. Keep obeying Allah Azza wa Jal to the best of your ability. And obeying Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Identify your fears. No matter how insignificant it can be, identify. What are the things bogging me down, pulling me down? What are the obstacles in my life? What fears do I have in my life that's pushing me back? Identify them. If you have to write them down, take a piece of paper, list them, write them down. What are the fears? What are the failures? What are the problems that are affecting your life? Now, you got them down. Now, each one by one, try to dismantle it. Try to overcome it. For this, either you may need professional help or you may need some spiritual help. Yes, get your istikhara done. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, your Dawud Islami has this department called Ruhani Ilaj, spiritual cures. And it gives free ilaj to people around the world. Contact your Dawud Islami. They should be a Ruhani Ilaj stall from where they dispense Tawizat, and they give Madani Pearls of Advices, they give Awrad and Wada'if. So contact them and request them to get an istikhara done. If you do not find any Madani Markaz, Islamic Center of Dawud Islami close to you, then for the convenience of the Ummah, Dawud Islami has an online facility. If you go to the website dawudislami.net, you will see a tab, a block they call Ruhani Ilaj. Click on that. And there's an online form. You fill out the form with your details and what problem you are experiencing and you submit it. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will get a response. That istikhara is showing A, B or C. And if you want the Ilaj can also be arranged and posted to you. Subhanallah. How beautiful is your Dawud Islami and my Dawud Islami. Subhanallah. So get your istikhara done. Whenever the results are, request for the ilaj, the treatments of that problem or problems that you are facing. So you list your problems and try to be with people who will help you to problem solve. Maybe it can be a friend that you confide in. Maybe the alim of your locality. Maybe some other scholar. But get somebody and keep in touch with somebody that can give you the necessary advice to help you break each fear, to overcome each failure, whatever you are going through. Now, especially for psychological issues and fears, there's a very beautiful technique to remove this. Try to think of the worst case scenario. Whatever fear you have, right? Try to think, what's the worst that this fear can reach? The worst limit. And then come back to reality that it's not so bad after all. Let's say, for example, if you have a fear of maybe spiders or snakes, I think it's arachnophobia, they call it, a phobia, a fear of, you see a spider and you get all shaken up. You get a real fear. Or you see snakes, maybe a snake is there or a spider is there. Just a hypothetical example I'm giving you, right? So now think about it. And now that spider, that snake is gone. But now this fear still lingers in the mind. You're looking around on your bed or under your bed. Is any spider? Is any spider on my clothing? Now think that the whole area is full of spiders. Just imagine it. The whole area is full of spiders. That's like the worst case scenario. On your body, on your clothes, on you. And then if you close your eyes, and imagine it. And open your eyes that, okay, so there's no spiders. There's no snakes. It's not so bad. It's just a psychological trick to, we can say, trick the mind in overcoming this kind of a fear. And you can apply this to any other thing. If it works for you, alhamdulillah, what do you have to lose? Now, a person who has, especially because of some fears in their life, panic attacks, anxiety attacks, so they feel like they can't breathe, that the chest gets heavy. Okay, on one side, you should get yourself checked up. If you have any lung infections or lung problems. On the other side, again, istikhara, and get the necessary ilaj treatments as well. On top of that, try deep breathing exercises, deep breathing techniques. Breathe in from your nose and exhale from your mouth. Do this for a few times, just to cool yourself, to calm yourself down. This helps a lot, in fact. Talk to somebody, again, somebody you confide in, somebody who is a problem solver, somebody who can give you, you know, good motherly pearls of advices to help you get a more positive mindset. Remember this, that if you change your mindset, you change everything. This is where it starts. The mindset. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. If you need to call somebody, call somebody. Phone somebody. These are the fears I have. Just to get it off your chest. You know, when you talk to somebody that you confide in, that will not share your secrets and will not reveal your secrets to other people or backbite about you, somebody that cares about you, somebody that is truly concerned about you, you feel like a heavy weight is off your chest when you talk to them in detail. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Surround yourself with positivity and with positive people as well. So look at your circle of friends, the friends that you're normally with, the people that you hang out with you, or the people that you hang out with. I mean, are they positive people? Are they negative people? Are they always skeptical, sarcastic? And which places do they take you to? Do they take you to places of sin and vice, or places of virtue and goodness? Subhanallah. This has an impact on your life and an effect on your mind as well, and your spirituality. If they are taking you to those places where you could get in trouble, maybe towards pubs and clubs and drugs and music and cinemas and all these dirty, filthy places, you're going to end up getting in trouble one day, someday. And then what if you have that fear that somebody is following you, and because you got involved in a brawl and in a fight? And so these people are not your friends. Take them out from your life. Cut them. Cut your losses. These are losses, actually. Allahu Akbar. I always posed that, how do I gain barakah and blessings in my rizq, in my home? Subhanallah. Well, dear, number one, be obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal. Be obedient to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Believe me, this entails, you know, fulfilling all the obligatory ibadat, like the salahs, like fulfilling rights of each other, discharging of zakah, going for hajj, fasting on Ramadan, whatever is necessary, whatever is obligatory upon us, fulfill those. Believe me, you will gain so much of sukoon, not just happiness, but fulfillment. People are searching for this around the world. People are looking for you know, how do I attain happiness in my life, fulfillment in my life, that sukoon, tranquility in my life? So, Alhamdulillah Azawajal, Amir Ahl Sunnat, Shaykh Tariqat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islami, has time and again mentioned a beautiful way of gaining blessings in rizq and also avoiding or removing domestic disputes in the home. Something so simple. Okay, so when you return home from school, college, work, grocery shopping, from wherever, when you return home, before you enter the home, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Enter with your right foot. Make salam loudly. And don't scream, just make it aloud. Say Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And then recite Suratul Ikhlas, Qul huwallahu ahad. One time. The person who is habitual with this will gain barakah and blessings in their sustenance, their rizq, their income, and their home will be free from domestic problems. Subhanallah. Simple. Another means of gaining barakah and blessings in the home is that when you are eating, try not to eat alone. Eat together as a family, as a unit, because there is blessings, there is barakah in eating together. This is one of the beautiful teachings of Islam. And subhanallah, by eating together, blessings descend and you are creating a stronger bond between the family members. So simple things that you and I can practice upon. So make the intention now of practicing upon that, inshallah azza wa jal. Allahu Akbar. Another issue that so many people are faced with, the effects of nazar, nazar-e-bad, the evil eye. This is true, this is real. And it affects different people in different ways. Some people get affected so badly, they feel like a heavy weight is on their body, they can't even get up from the bed. They feel heaviness of their shoulders, body pains, headaches, stomach problems. The effect of nazar-e-bad. Some people end up getting fever or the flu. Some people, they just feel tired all the time. They feel like a sort of laziness. They don't feel like doing anything. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there's a very beautiful book. Many of you already know about it. For those who don't, this book is one of those books every Muslim home must have. When you get it, you'll understand what I'm saying. It's called Madani Panj Surah. This book contains so many beautiful and powerful wada'if, so many beautiful du'as, beautiful salawat in Durood-e Pak, beautiful advices when it comes to the holy months of Islam and the blessings of keeping nafil fast, the blessings of keeping different nafil salahs like awabin and chashed, salatul duha, salatul ishraq, salatul istikhara, salatul tahajjud. It gives you some details regarding these salahs, when they are to be performed, what are the benefits of reading them as well. If there are any specific du'as related, Suratul Hajat, etc. So obtain this book. Obtain this book from Maktabatul Madina, which is the publications department and bookshop of Dawud Islami. And if you want, you can also download the free ebook from DawudIslami.net. If you go onto DawudIslami.net, the book section, you will find over 200 books, booklets, on diverse topics in English for the benefit of the Ummah that are downloadable for free. And many of those are translated into over 30 different languages. Subhanallah. That's my Dawud Islami. And that's your Dawud Islami. For the benefit of the Ummah at large. Subhanallah. So Alhamdulillah Azawajal, in that book, there is wazifa. The verse of the Quran, you will find in Surah Al-Qalam, the second last verse. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. وَإِن يَكَادُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَيُزْلِقُونَكَ بِأَبْصَارِهِمْ لَمَّا سَمِعُوا الذِّكْرَ وَيَقُولُونَ إِنَّهُ لَمَجْنُونَ. This you must recite and then do dumb, blow onto the person. Beautiful, sweet and short. If you practice upon this inshallah Azza wa Jal, and you have yaqeen and trust in Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, who is the remover of difficulties, the remover of problems, you will see a difference inshallah ta'ala. So try to obtain that book, try to practice upon this inshallah, and it will prove quite beneficial inshallah. Look, the eyesight is one of the great bounties of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Like our hearing, like our ability to speak, our ability to think, the ability and power to use our limbs, our hands, our legs. These are great bounties of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and we must show shukr and gratitude to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. The best way is to obey Allah Azza wa Jal and to obey His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the eyesight, yes, we need to protect our eyesight in order to strengthen our eyesight. Number one, do not look at those things which are forbidden, because looking at prohibited things can weaken one's eyesight. Don't strain your eyes, especially we have people sometimes 8 hours in the day, non-stop, continuously looking at their screens, maybe their phones or computers or laptops or tablets, you know, without any break in between. This can have a negative effect on the eyes. It can weaken the eyes. Subhanallah. If you are in a room where there is an AC, now be careful of this, that sometimes the AC, it creates dryness in it. It gives you cool air, but it also creates dryness in the air, because it sucks in that moisture that is in the room, and it can create dry eyes, what they call dry eyes, because it can dry the mucus and the fluid that is lubricating your eyes. So be careful of this. All right? Over and above these things, try not to read, whether it's from your phone, whether it's from a piece of paper, a book, in dim light. That can strain your eyes and damage your eyes, weaken your eyes. Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah has shared a very powerful, a very practical, a very simple wazifa to be recited after your 5 times salah. When you finish your fard salah, then place your right palm onto your forehead. Recite Durood Pak. Any wazifa that you are reciting, make sure to recite at least one Durood Pak once before and after. Unless there is a stipulation to recite so many times, maybe 3 times, 11 times. If there's no stipulation, then at least one Durood Pak. Read once before and after. So place your right palm like this after your fard salah, Durood Pak, 11 times. Ya Nuru. Ya Nuru, Ya Nuru. 11 times, Durood Pak again, and blow onto your fingers, and then gently wipe your eyes. This will help to strengthen your eyesight, insha'Allahu Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, you are with this Silsila Spiritual Cures. If you fear the evil of somebody, maybe somebody is oppressing you. And again, it doesn't have to be physical oppression. It can be emotional or psychological oppression that you are facing from an individual, whoever that individual may be, known or unknown. So, going to sajda, and recite 75 times. Ya Muzillu, Ya Mu'izzu. Ya Muzillu, Ya Mu'izzu. Once more. Ya Muzillu, Ya Mu'izzu. Remember, there's a differentiation between the Dhal and the Za. So, any wazifas, they must be pronounced properly. So this must be recited, Ya Muzillu, Ya Mu'izzu, 75 times. Again, Durud-i Pak once, before and after. Whilst you are in the sajda, whilst you're in prostration, recite that 75 times. Then say, O Allah Azza wa Jal, that certain person who has oppressed me, who has wronged me, save me from his evil, protect me against his evil. Allah Azza wa Jal willing, Allah Azza wa Jal will grant you protection. Very simple, very easy. Let's try to practice. Let's share this with somebody that you know is afraid of another person, has fear of an individual who is oppressing them in whichever way. Practice upon this or share this with somebody, inshallah Azza wa Jal, by sharing with good intentions. If that person practices or maybe shares it with others, you'll also get sawab for that. You'll get reward for it because you are transferring ilmun nafi'ah, beneficial knowledge, subhanallah. As I mentioned, you see, pronunciations have to be proper, have to be correct. And alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Dawud Islami has a facility, a department called Madrasatul Madina for kids, for teens, for those going to school, even for grown-ups as well, under the name of Madrasatul Madina Balighan for grown-ups males and Balighat for grown-up females separately. So take advantage of this. Contact your nearest Dawud Islami Madani Markaz Islamic Center and inquire as to when they have their classes for grown-ups. Enroll there because they teach from the basics, from the Alif Ba Ta. And eventually, if you finish the Madani Qaida properly, inshallah ta'ala, you will be able to recite the glorious Quran properly. Allahu Akbar. In Salah and out of Salah. If you don't find one near you, then again, for the convenience of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Dawud Islami has set up Madrasatul Madina online. This is an online madrasa class that you can enroll in. For this, if you visit dawudislami.net, you will find a tab or a block called online courses. If you click on that, a variety of courses will pop up. You go look for the one that's called Madrasatul Madina online. And you click on that and you fill the necessary forms and enroll inshallah azza wa jal in order to rectify your pronunciations. And with that, alhamdulillah, a lot of other aspects of fard ulum are taught as well. Fard ulum are those obligatory knowledges which is fard, which is compulsory for every Muslim male and female as well. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one of the Madani Mudhakaras, His Eminence Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah was asked the question that, what should I recite if I am alone and I am afraid? I have fear because I'm alone. So what can be recited? Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah mentioned that person must continuously recite the following. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, they will gain some benefit from it. And what is to be recited? Very simple, very easy yet again. Ya Ra'ufu, Ya Ra'ufu, Ya Ra'ufu. Continuously recite this. If you find yourself in that position where you are alone, maybe at home or in the office, and you have some fear, you're feeling afraid, practice upon this inshallah azza wa jal. Ya Ra'ufu, Ya Ra'ufu, Ya Ra'ufu. Continuously, inshallah azza wa jal, your fear will be dispelled, inshallah. Our master, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, his honorable father, the great scholar, the great sage, Mufti Naqi Ali Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has mentioned And listen to this carefully. He says that our master, our leader, Sayyidina Imam Ja'far Sadiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has said, that person who recites the following 5 times at the time of helplessness, Allah Azza wa Jal will protect him from the things that he fears. At the time of helplessness, if you recite the following 5 times, as mentioned by Sayyidina Imam Ja'far Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, our leader, our master, then Allah Azza wa Jal will protect that person from those things that they fear. He will also be given that which he desires. So what is to be recited? 5 times. Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana. This means, O our Lord, O our Lord, O our Lord. And subhanAllah, you can also find this beautiful wazifa or dua in a booklet published by Maktabatul Madina. It's called Blessings of Imam Ja'far Sadiq on page 16. Download this booklet from dawudislami.net or obtain a hard copy from Maktabatul Madina. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. If you are confronted by somebody, and maybe it's an enemy, maybe it's a thief, a criminal, a robber, maybe it's somebody that you fear, known or unknown, an individual that you fear. And if you recite the following 50 times, 50 times with Durood Sharif once before and after, then listen to what happens. Then panic of the reciter will enter into the heart of the oppressor, and then you'll receive protection from the oppression of this individual. So you have a fear, a genuine fear, a genuine threat that is there from a certain person. And if you recite this with good intentions, especially for your fear of the person to be removed, then fear and panic will enter from yourself into the oppressor. How beautiful is that? Subhanallah. And what is to be recited? 50 times. Very easy. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. That's it. Recite this tasmiyah 50 times, inshallah azza wa jal, with Durood-e Paak, once before and after. Any wazifa that is being recited, again, always recite Durood-e Paak once before and after. In fact, any dua that you are making, any dua, at least one Durood Sharif you must include in that dua. It's mentioned by the great Sahabi Rasul, Sahabi Jalil, the second Khalifa of Islam, the second successor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that indeed, du'as remain suspended between the heavens and the earth until you send a durood upon your Nabi, until you recite Durood-e Paak. Subhanallah. So any du'a that you are making, make sure to include at least one Durood Sharif in there, inshallah azza wa jal. That will be the linking factor of your du'a, inshallah ta'ala. So again, 50 times, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, with Durood-e Paak once before and after, inshallah ta'ala, then panic and fear of the reciter will enter into the heart of the oppressor. Subhanallah. If you have an enemy, you may also recite Surah Quraysh. Ni'ilafi Quraysh. This entire surah one time. Inshallah azza wa jal, you will be protected against the evil of that enemy. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For that person who wants protection in the qabr, the wise investor is one who invests in this world for the hereafter. And that hereafter, the first manzil, the first stage, is the grave. So why don't we invest and make our grave comfortable? Why don't we invest and try to do something where we gain protection against the azab, the punishment of the qabr, the punishment of the grave? And for those who are filling nek a'mal, pious deeds, on a daily basis, they will get the daily reminder. Amir Ahl Sunnah Damul Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah has included this daily reminder in nek a'mal, in pious deeds. Now this pious deeds is a booklet, it's also a program. It's a practical program for our progress. And believe me, any Muslim out there who wants to reform their life, who wants to, you know, cut off from all the negatives of their life and become a practicing good Muslim, if they practice, if they fill and practice upon nek a'mal, pious deeds, they will see their progress. They will monitor their progress. They will see positive results in their life. Practical positive results. Nek a'mal, pious deeds. You can obtain the booklet from Maktabatul Madina. Or if you go to App Store or Play Store, you can download it for free. Once you download, thereafter you don't need any data. Then every day you just open up the app on your phone, on your tablet, and fill out. There are daily questions, weekly questions, monthly questions, yearly questions, and lifetime questions as well. Subhanallah. So every day you're taking stock of your own life, you're judging yourself, and you're asking yourself these questions. It's a self-questionnaire. You're asking yourself that, did I do this? Did I do that? Did I respect my parents? Did I make good intentions? Did I perform my salahs? Did I lie? Did I backbite? And one of the points is, did you recite Surah Mulk at night? The recitation of Surah Mulk at night, if a person is regular with this, inshallah azza wa jal, that person will be protected against the punishment of the grave. Subhanallah, subhanallah. It will take you maybe 5 to 7 minutes. That's it. If you're a slow reader, it may take you 10, 12 minutes. But you focus on what the benefit is, what you're getting out of it. Because many people today, they would do something if there's something in it for them. What am I getting from this? How am I benefiting from this? Subhanallah. And look what benefit you will receive by practicing upon this, by reciting Surah Mulk at night, every night, after Maghrib, after Isha. Try this and try to convey this message to others as well. By doing so, if you convey this message to the next person, the next Muslim, and they start to practice, the person who is the wise investor will do this, because he's investing by sharing this ilmun nafi'a, this beneficial knowledge with the next Muslim. He's investing, because if that Muslim practices upon what you shared with them, that recite Surah Mulk every night, you will receive protection from the punishment of the grave, inshallah azza wa jal, and they start to practice on that, you will get thawab when they practice. You will get thawab when they recite it, without any reduction in their thawab. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Look at the mercy of Allah azza wa jal. Look how simple it is, how easy it is to earn thawab. Thawab is the currency of the hereafter. This is the currency of the hereafter. So we need to invest maximum here. So you don't only share with one person, you're going to share with maximum amount of people, starting with your family. Because we want our family to benefit as well. So charity begins at home. Start with your family. Encourage them to do it. Encourage your friends and fellow Muslims at large. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. If you have somebody maybe at your workplace that is difficult with you, somebody who is maybe in a senior position that is giving you a hard time, a tough time, and you have some fear for them, then try to recite the following. This also applies to if there's a wrongful court case against you, then when you're going to court, try to recite this. Try to recite this and do them. In a way, blow towards that individual. 41 times with the Durood-e Pak once before and after. Ya Azizu, Ya Azizu, Ya Azizu. Recite this 41 times, Durood-e Pak once before and after, and blow towards that individual. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, the court case, if it's a wrongful court case, it will be in your favor. And that individual who is maybe oppressing you emotionally or giving you a hard time will become softer towards you, and you will have some kind of influence over that hard individual, inshallah ta'ala. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, if one, and here's another tip for an investment tip, a spiritual investment tip for the grave. That the person who wants to face ease with the questions in the grave, we all know there's three questions. That's the exam of the qabr, the test of the grave. And these are three crucial questions. They're not just questions just like that we can fail in the dunya, in the world. If I fail, I can rewrite the paper. If I fail, I can reapply and perhaps pass the next one. These questions are three crucial questions that we are going to be asked in the qabr by Munkar Nakir, the cross-questioning angels. They will be there, they will ask the questions to us. If I want ease in answering those questions, then listen carefully. And remember, this again is part of your spiritual investment for the hereafter, which begins in the qabr. The person who recites the 25th verse, the 25th ayah of Surah Yasin daily, that person will face ease with the questions of the qabr. Which is that ayah? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inni amantu bi rabbikum fasma'un. That's the 25th verse of Surah Yasin. So please try to practice upon this, and whatever else we have gone through, either yourself you practice or you share it with others as well. Don't forget to watch Madani Muzakara every Saturday evenings, where Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah, he appears live and he answers questions on different topics from around the world. And inshallah ta'ala, we will see you next time only on Madani channel. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever